You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Chief Ombudsman has slammed conditions in Arohata Upper Prison after an inspection last year. One of the main criticisms was plans to double bunk, meaning the cells would house two prisoners instead of one due to the prison not being able to cope with the growing prison population. I spoke to Victoria University lecturer Dr. Liam Martin about the prison and prison conditions in Aotearoa more generally. The Ombudsman has criticised the cells at Arohata Upper Prison as being too small for even one person, let alone two. I mean, how does such a small cell affect rehabilitation?
I just wanted to say up front that I think it's a bit misleading to call it Arohata Upper Prison. It's actually holding women on the grounds of the men's prison at Rimutaka. Arohata is about 30 kilometres away. And, you know, I can't help but feel a bit cynical about the use of language there by corrections to call it Arohata when it's kind of physically on the grounds of Rimutaka. When you pull into the car park there, it's, yeah, right on the grounds of Rimutaka. So just to kind of clarify that up front. In terms of the cell size, yeah, so they say the cells are, the report says the cells are about 5.7 square kilometres, square metres.
Wow, that's small.
Yeah, I was trying to kind of picture the size of that. You know, I'm an academic, so I'm not the best with my measurements, but I reckon it's probably about the size of a small bathroom in most people's houses, you know? And the women are spending 16 hours a day in those cells. They're locked down at 5 p.m. They have dinner at 4:30, you know? So 16 hours of the day, you're in a room the size of kind of most people's bathrooms, you know. I don't think that's conditions for rehabilitation.
And there's plans to use double bunking in 44 cells at the prison.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on double bunking?
I mean, again, I think we, as kind of human beings, just try to picture that, eh? You know, 16 hours a day in a cell the size of kind of the bathroom in most people's houses, and now they want to have two people in there, you know?
Yeah.
What are we doing to people, you know? Actually, on the grounds of that same prison at Rimutaka, they have a whole unit made from shipping containers, you know, and they have two people in those shipping containers, you know? So I wouldn't put it past them to do it, but it's not going to be pretty.
So I guess that sort of answers the next question. I mean, is this an anomaly, or is the general state of prisons in Aotearoa pretty bad?
Yeah, I mean, it's really, they're just really facing massive overcrowding problems, you know, and I really do think corrections is in a really tough spot, particularly the frontline staff working in those conditions, really, really tough work conditions. You know, I teach a class on prisons at Victoria University, and when we visited Rimutaka last year, the whole atmosphere just felt very tense, very, very heavy. You know, they didn't really let us in. There'd been kind of violent incidents in the days before. The guard who kind of spoke to the students said that they didn't have a single free bed in the whole prison. And that creates all kinds of organisational headaches, you know. You know, just for, as a small example, Rimutaka is a kind of transport prison, you know. It's between the two islands, so you often get people just coming through for a night, and they just don't even know where to put people, even if it's six people. If you haven't got a single bed free, where are they going to go? So throughout the whole New Zealand prison system, really tough conditions, overcrowding, creating a lot of problems. And double bunking is kind of one of them.
And this increase in prison numbers over the past few years, is this because of National's sort of tough-on-crime stance and their policies?
It's definitely down to a tough-on-crime stance, but I wouldn't just blame National either. I mean, the last Labor government was really at the heart of prison expansion in New Zealand. A lot of prison building, a lot of punitive legislation. Yeah, it's really been kind of a cross-party consensus around tough-on-crime punitive legislation. Particularly, we've seen kind of changes to the parole laws and the bail laws. So both in terms of the number of people held in prison while they wait for their trial, and then at the other end, people's access to early release once they've been imprisoned. And at both ends, the laws have been changed to really ramp up the number of people in prison. So, you know, we have this situation where criminal offending has been declining for a long time in New Zealand, for about 20 years. But then at the same time, we have rapidly increasing prison numbers, and we can trace those to kind of specific changes in legislation.
Because the current government has said they want to reduce the number of prisoners. Do you feel they will depart from the policies of previous governments and actually reduce the number of prisoners in prisons?
I'm really trying to be hopeful, you know. I'm really trying to be hopeful, and I think the election of the Labor government, even just this change in discourse where they're setting a target. They're telling us we are going to reduce the prison population by 30% in 15 years. You know, that was a real moment of hope, I think, you know, just even having that aspiration. It hasn't looked good since they've got in, I got to say, you know. Mm-hmm. They've been very short on details about how they're going to do it. And the big thing is this planned prison. They're planning to build, well, the previous national government started the process of building a 3,000-bed prison, or building a new prison next to an old prison in Waikato that would have, in the end, 3,000 people there, which would be about three times the size of any other prison in New Zealand, you know, bigger than even any prison in the United Kingdom. It would be a disaster to build this thing, and it's looking more and more like Labour will build it. And again, you know.
Yeah, because we will find out in the next few weeks whether it is getting built. And I suppose they're kind of trying to justify it by saying a lot of our prisons aren't fit for purpose and we need to replace it. But I mean, what else could they do to reduce the prison population rather than having to keep on building prisons to accommodate them?
In the same way that legislation has been used to increase the number of people in prison, legislation can be used to reduce the number of people in prison. So, again, this would be kind of changing bail criteria so that not so many people are remanded in custody, held in prison while they wait for their trial, you know. Or at the other end, changing parole laws, you know. These are actually very kind of direct ways in which the government has control over the number of people in prison. There are kind of very direct policy levers available to cut the number of people in prison. I think the really cool thing about that as an approach is that it will free up resources to do other things. You know, I mean, reducing the prison population is a good goal, I think, but it's the most valuable for the other kinds of opportunities it opens up around. You know, investing in things that actually work to make New Zealand a safer place, like building houses, for example, you know, mental health systems, you know. These are the things that we're just kind of desperate for resources for, and the government says we don't have money for, but if you cut the number of prisoners, then you can kind of redirect those resources into these much more positive things.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.